Simon Reish Mem Dalet. Poitig Olem and Aina Yehuda and Amalocha, the Kaitis Domin, for Aina Yehuda Oysa, the Atzmai, Appleby, Shoysa, the Shabbos. I can give a job to a guy to do for me, for example, make a suit for me, make shoes for me, even though there's a reasonable chance, or even if I know they'll do it on Shabbos, as long as they don't tell them to do it on Shabbos, and I give enough time not to do it on Shabbos. In such circumstances, we say, and since he's being paid for the job and not for the hours of work, so the job was not meant to be done on Shabbos. The reason why he's doing it on Shabbos is for his convenience. So I'm not causing him to work on Shabbos. That's his decision, and therefore it's permitted. It says also you have to make up a price in advance so that he knows that he's getting paid for it and that he's going to work for his profit. There's one limitation to this. The tina, it has to be done in a place where the person does the work in his own home, own shop or factory, and therefore it's not recognizable that he's doing it specifically for the Jew. Shein makir makol shizu melocha nasas v'shabes shel Yisrael. Avon ba'isa yudulu chutzenes also shiroya es eni yudu isik eni yudu shakotas v'im shaplein yisdof eni yudu lasas v'melocha v'shabes. It's done in a public place. For example, you have a goy that is building a building for you. So everybody knows that this is Yanko's building, and they're going to be choishish that the agreement between the Jew and the goy was not that the goy could build it whenever he wants, but he's being paid by the hour, in which case if part of the hours that he's being paid by is on Shabbos, so you're basically paying to work on Shabbos, which is awesome. If you make up this agreement with the goy to build your house, your courtyard, which is obvious that it's yours, or to harvest your fields. If this is in the tomb of the Jewish town, then it's also because the people may go and see this area, and they will see that the Jews have or chotzer or his field that they worked on Shabbos. Now, the chiddush over here is by the case of the field, we saw before that you're allowed to take a share property to work in your field on Shabbos. I mean, during the course of the year, even if you work on Shabbos, because we say since he's getting a percentage of the profit, he's working for himself, he's not working for you. So why over here are we asking him to work on your field? The difference is that in the case of the sharecropper, people will know that at the end of the deal, he's taking a percentage of the fruits, vegetables, whatever was grown over there. And therefore, it's obvious that he's doing for himself also. Whereas over here, you're paying the guy a salary. So if he's being paid a salary, they're not going to make a judgment that he's being paid for the job. They're going to think maybe he's being paid for the hour. In these situations, which is the Fahetia, also, even though what you did is a right, but this is another issue of Marasai. People are going to be choishes that you hire him as a Sechir Yoyim, and therefore it's all.